New rules from the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau are meant to help crack down on payday lending and keep people out of a cycle of debt. But those rules might not have much of an effect here in Ohio because of a loophole in state law. From public radio station WCPN, Matt Richmond has more.
Normally, a loan from a payday lender has to be paid in full in a short period of time. But thanks to a loophole in 2008 legislation in Ohio, payday lenders in the state operate differently.
And that's why they can charge interest rates in excess of 400 and 500%. And it's also why they can evade the federal protections.
That's Alex Horowitz of the Pew Charitable Trusts. The loophole is in the 2008 Short-Term Loan Act, which set the maximum interest rate on these loans at 28%. But payday lenders in Ohio were allowed to issue loans as other types of companies, free of the interest limit. Horowitz also says the new rules mostly apply to loans repaid within 45 days.
In Ohio, lenders are already issuing loans with terms longer than 45 days, and they're likely to move entirely in that direction once the rule takes effect.
That, says Horowitz, is how borrowers in Ohio end up with such high repayment costs. According to a 2016 study by Pew, a typical yearly interest rate on a payday loan in Ohio is 591%. The new federal rules are scheduled to take effect in 2019. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Matt Richmond.